From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Following the announcement the U.S. and China would spend 90 days working toward a trade agreement, questions came up about whether or not 90 days would be enough time to make meaningful change. According to AgWeb.com, even President Trump hinted at the possibility of an extension, but U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says March 1 is the deadline to finish on a trade deal with China, saying, as far as I'm concerned, it's a hard deadline. Lighthizer will be leading the negotiations for the U.S. Ohio State University students have a new way of pigging out this week as they study for finals, and it's a big hit. A vending machine installed at OSU's College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences building offers cooked, shelf-stable bacon strips and bacon bits for $1 each. AgWeb.com reports the Ohio Pork Council sponsored the machine with bacon donations from Smithfield, Hormel, and Sugardale. Bacon proceeds will go towards Ohio State's Meat Sciences program. McDonald's became the first major fast food chain on Tuesday to establish a comprehensive policy to reduce the use of antibiotics in its beef supply chain. McDonald's is the world's largest burger chain and the single largest purchaser of beef in the U.S. Committing the company to reduce antibiotics use in 85% of its beef purchases has transformational implications for the beef industry. Shareholders have been instrumental in helping drive this outcome.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.